The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You are listening to This is Cruise Radio Rewind.
Real reviews from real cruisers.
Welcome to this week's episode of Cruise Radio Rewind, where we sit down with a crew member and get all the dirt that happens behind the scenes and below deck, I guess you could say, how the gratuities are distributed and how removing gratuities impacts the final pay. I had a chance to sit down with the crew member and they gave me the lowdown on all the questions I asked. And if you asked one in the Cruise Radio News Facebook group, chances are that question got answered as well. So this is how we're going to break this down. Because I'm not airing that crew member's voice because I do not want to get them in trouble. So I had it transcribed. So I'm going to read the question, and then Tommy Casabona from the Always Be Booked Cruise podcast is going to answer with the response of that crew member. So Tommy, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, Doug, what's going on? How are you?
Good, man. So the first question I asked the crew member is, what is the best part of working on a cruise ship?
The best part is that you have the chance to develop some career on the ship and to meet people from all over the world, maybe even the love of your life. Who knows? It is a unique experience where we can earn some money and see the destinations that we could not see by staying back home. We can put all that together under life change experience for sure.
The second question I asked is, what is the downside of working on a cruise ship?
When we're coming on the ship, we are aware that we will face a hard job and some big rules and changes. We work every day 10 hours for months. Contracts are from 6 to 10 months, depending upon the department. And except that, we have many times training 3 to 4 safety drills monthly, plus the time that we need to do the laundry and our personal stuff. Truth is, we have not enough time to rest, and the lack of sleep is the most common problem for the crew members. But as we like to say, ship's life.
The next question is, do you get all the gratuities we pay?
Gratuities, if the guests pay, are going straight to the crew members' salaries.
Can you tell if a guest removes gratuities?
Yes, that is not a secret. The line that we all say at the end of the cruise in front of the guest service is 85%, maybe even more. Sometimes we as crew members understand when it is bad service or some issues about satisfaction. In many cases, we know that they just have no money or they spent a lot in the casino, so they remove it thinking that they are taking from the company. But
.. right? How are gratuities distributed?
Gratuities, in my opinion, and by the opinion of many of my friends that work on the ship, should not be called gratuities. Many departments, for example, housekeeping and restaurant waiters, have salaries based on the gratuities. When the guest removes gratuities, they are taking our part of the salary. In the end of the cruise, when the guests leave the ship, we are provided with a list of our guests who paid and who removed gratuities. This is how the company shows us why our salaries are lower or higher. I was a waiter on the ship. Imagine the situation when the guests are doing back-to-back cruises and ask us to serve them again, but already removed gratuities on the first cruise. You have to serve them again with full respect because it is your job, even if you know they will not pay again. Yes, sometimes it is hard. Just for example, we serve about 60 guests per cruise in the dining room. Sometimes 40 of 60 guests remove gratuities. So we just got half of our salary.
Would you rather have the current gratuity system, a voluntary system, or a salaried position?
Gratuity should exist like this. It is okay if guests remove them, but I think, and we think as a crew members that I speak in their name also, that our basic salary should be provided by a company and it should be higher. Then these issues with the gratuity will not be a problem. This is why I said that gratuities are a wrong name. It should be called part of crew member salary so people know what it is. We never blame our guests for removing. As long as there is an option to remove gratuities, it is legal, it is allowed.
If you tip the head waiter cash in the main dining room, does he or she share that with the team?
Head waiter is a daddy in the waiter's station. Sure, they split. Even in some cases, they give all to a team waiter and his assistant because the head waiter is the one that has the biggest salary. We all work with respect for each other. I heard a few stories where some head waiters were taking money or they were bad to the team. But these individuals are very, very rare. Even in those cases, assistants can request in maitre d' office new head waiters, and these issues can be easily resolved.
Do positive comments help advancement and contract negotiations?
Every positive comment that the guests leave to crew members or they tell managers about is directly beneficial for us as crew members. It doesn't mean that we will get the promotion right away, but it means a lot. It is a huge plus, especially if these positive words or writings repeat. Most of our first contracts are 8 months. After the first contract, we are able to request for 6 months, and you can also request to extend to 10. We work 6, 8, or 10 months, then we have 5 to 8 weeks of vacation back home, then we go back on board.
How hard is it to eat the same food months on end?
Yes, the food in crew mess could be better. There is a variety of nationalities here, I think more than 60, and chefs are trying to prepare varieties of food so anybody can find something. But usually, Asian food is most present. Kitchen and crew mess is also working hard, but the quality is missing. Quantity is not the problem.
What is the best way for a cruiser to show the crew appreciation?
First of all, nice behavior and to be kind. That is most important. Then tips. Nice words to managers would be great to show appreciation, of course, if you think that some crew member deserves it.
How do you get paid, and are you able to save your paychecks?
We have ship's debit cards where we keep and receive our salaries. We can withdraw or keep it there as long as we wish.
Do the guest satisfaction surveys that you do at the end of your cruise really matter?
It helps in position, especially if someone is chasing a promotion and he has repeatedly 3 or 4 positive survey writings. It is a huge plus in the manager's eyes. Usually, after cruises, some managers post on the wall positive ratings or negative ratings. But some managers see, but they don't tell the ratings. They only tell if they notice repeating good ratings, so it means something. One time, it's considered nothing special. The more times, it means you're giving your best.
What is life like below deck? Is it like high school where everyone is hooking up with each other and gossiping?
No, it's more like the outside world. But the only difference is here, people can't hide it easily. It's not like that. Many crew members have partners on the ship, and many of them got married and are still working together on the ship, or they are engaged. There is a variety of situations. Couples can request cabins to live together. That is normal, but it's not even close to like people and many ex-crew members are telling. They're just asking for some attention, probably wanting to sound like bad boys. It is normal. Adult people work and live here, so to be in a relationship, or even if some of them had affairs like that, it's not Sodom and Gomorrah. It's just a normal life.
All right. Well, there we go with the questions and answers from the crew member. Tommy, thank you so much for plowing through this and reading these answers. I know this crew member wasn't from the U.S., so there was a little bit lost in translation there, but you gave it your best, buddy. I appreciate it. You can check Tommy out at the Always Be Booked Cruise podcast. We'll link it up in the show notes. Thanks again, man.
Of course. Yeah, it was tricky a couple of spots, but I think everybody got the general idea. It was very, very appreciative of this crew member for sharing this information.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Of course, Doug. Thank you.